Oh.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I gave David the line. He says that he just like to put down his own view of this matter, and he'll file something. He said that his feelings won't be hurt. He just feels he wants to put down on paper.
Oh, he wants to be a goddamn.
He's tried very hard to discourage him. He said, "Oh, don't worry about it. It's that you file it away. It's I don't feel very strongly. I don't think anything will come of it." But he has this vision of Kosygin being the one fellow who's really, because of his fear of the Chinese, really trying to push this thing. And he'd like him to have enough time to talk to his colleagues. The other thing is Bill Bundy told me this was a flight that would be 4 hours. I checked with the NMCC. They say it's 4 hours and 50 minutes, and I found a pilot who says that this kind of a plane might take 5 hours and 35 minutes. So he might not touch down before the bombing began, but I don't really think that's a federal case. But in any case, sir, so David will be filing. We don't have to tell the British anything right now. I told David that he was...
I wished he wouldn't file it. Why do we want to have this in our file when the investigators... Why in the hell did he just tell you?
I tried very, very hard, just for that reason. I didn't want to say this on the line. I gave him a flat instruction, and he said, "Well, you come back. You've got time. You don't have to file it now. You don't tell the British right away. Give it to them. They've all gone to sleep anyway. Give it to them in the morning, whatever the time is. And don't pay any attention to this, but I want to give you my impressions."
And well, didn't he tell him? Didn't he give them to you then? Did he give them to you on the phone?
He sure did. I could write an essay on them.
Well, why does he want to make a record of them?
Well, I don't know. I guess he wanted. He said he'd like Secretary Rusk to consider it and so on.
Well, tell him you'll convey them to him.
Bastards. He knew that I turned it off to speak to you, and I said, "Now, here are the 4 points." And I gave them to him. One, we bought his language and his timing. Two, they've had it 3 months. Three, they've had it direct since Tuesday. Four, there's no reason why, if they buy any such proposal, they can't come back when the bombing is stopped. I've marched through it loud and clear. And he said, "Well, this fellow's, want to give him a chance to talk with his colleagues. He's for us."
Now, who says that he wants to talk to his colleagues? Did he say that? Kosygin say that?
Of course he didn't. Kosygin was wholly correct. All Kosygin said was, one, I will transmit. He did not say he would back this. Two, he took Wilson aside and said maybe he regarded as a traitor because this would leave 100,000 fellows down there at the mercy of everybody. Three, he said, that ain't much time. We didn't think up the time. Can't Wilson do arithmetic? Well, sir, I'm just reporting it, sir, and I'm gonna just open up the cot back here, and I'll be here all night to pick up this stuff. So don't you worry about it. But I do think.
What are we gonna do about it, though? If he goes to Bruce, just wants to make it hard on us, doesn't he?
No, I don't believe that's right, sir. I think.
Well, is there anything he can tell you about why I hadn't already told you?
No, sir. I don't believe so.
Why is the wire then?
Well, I guess he wants to just give it to Secretary Rusk, but I don't know why you file wires.
Why don't you have Rusk call him? Tell him. Have you talked to Rusk lately?
Not in the last half hour.
Does he favor going ahead?
No, sir. Oh, yes, he does. He says that he's the one that keeps saying they should have the information and that nobody thinks about it.
He does go ahead. Mike and I favor is going ahead,
that's
too.
That's right.
I'll call Rusk and ask him to call this fellow and tell him he doesn't want him wired here in the middle of the night. And he's glad to get his views and debate them with him and resolve it because I don't want to know.